Okay. On the top, it's page 68. At the bottom, I think it's 119. Huh? 120 at the bottom? Okay, 120 at the bottom. We are 6, 8, 10, 11. Do whatever you want. It's America.
That's not the answer I get when I ask that.
Because you're not American. Okay. You're Chicagoan. That's not American. Okay. Page 68 on the top. At the bottom, it's 120. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is in the middle of discussing a question that he asked. Like, why, he's alluding to a question. Why in the world is a Beinoni who fights evil the whole time and never wins, why does his neshama come into the world? Like, you're fighting, you're never going to win. Because to be a tzaddik, you have to be born a tzaddik. How in the world is this person going to do it? So the Alter Rebbe started explaining, there's two types of delicacies. There's sweet delicacy and a bitter delicacy. Both are good. Obviously, sweet has its advantage as a sweet. But like he says, if somebody is fainting, you don't give them something sweet to smell. You give them something bitter and sharp to smell, because that is dafke going to revive the person. And he said like this, anytime a person sacrifices himself, even if it's temporarily, it is a tremendous pleasure by Hashem. And he gave the example, the last thing we were learning, he says, the Gemara says, when every type of person eats, the Gemara goes through, you know, the first hour of the day, the robbers eat, and the second hour of the day, these people eat. The fourth hour of the day, the Gemara says, that's when normal, average people eat. The Talmidei Chachamim, the Gemara says, ate in the sixth hour of the day. So the Alter Rebbe like says, they're learning anyway a whole day. They're learning before eating. They're learning after eating, right? So why can't they eat when everybody else eats? So the answer is, because they want to not torture themselves. They want to break their Yetzer Hara and eat later than the normal time of eating just to break themselves, even though they're eventually going to eat. And then he says like this, V'chein, 10 lines in the bottom. In boilim piv, if a person will, literally means like stuff your mouth, meaning be quiet. If a person is dying to say something, he's not lashon hara, not anything forbidden. They're just dying to say something kosher. He wants to think something juicy. Even if he holds himself back a little bit, by breaking a little bit of evil down here, you reveal a lot of kedusha from above. In other words, Alter Rebbe says, like we discussed last time, if somebody wants to sin, like they want to say something they shouldn't. They want to do something they shouldn't. And they say, you know what? I'll do it in 5 minutes. They break themselves. They say, they're dying to do it. And they say, you know what? I'm going to wait 5 minutes. It says, even if they end up doing the sin, first of all, many times, like we learned last week, many times you won't even come to sin. Because on the spur of the moment, you have this burning temptation to do it. So once you break it, you know, it cools down, you might not be in the mood of doing it anymore. It says, even if you end up sinning, the fact that you held yourself back for 5 minutes even, not to sin, Hashem has a tremendous pleasure out of it. And the moral of the story is very interesting. If a person is dying to tell somebody off, they say, you know what, I'll do it in 5 minutes. Or they're dying to think something they shouldn't, to do something they shouldn't. And they say to themselves, you know what? In 5 minutes I'll do it. Even if they end up doing it, the fact that they broke evil down here causes a tremendous, tremendous revelation of godliness from above.
This is talking about things that are also allowed, but you're holding yourself back from
it. You say, don't tell them. Yeah.
But if you don't, And if you don't, you'll have to answer for it.
Yeah, you're going to have to answer for it.
But doesn't that also apply to things that a person shouldn't also do?
Yeah. But Alter Rebbe is saying here, even in Dvarim HaMutarim, like the Talmid HaChacham were eating, right? They just broke themselves to eat a little bit later, even though really it didn't matter. They were learning before, they were learning after, right? The fact that they broke themselves just to eat a little bit later, it was all kosher, obviously, everything. It was a tremendous pleasure by Hashem.
But you could also say, besides the pleasure for Hashem, which is very, very nice, that you're, even if you end up doing it 5 minutes later, you're still building the muscle. You know what I'm saying?
You're training yourself to hold yourself back. Correct. I'm saying, even if you end up sinning, the fact that you broke yourself for 5 minutes, even though eventually it sinned, it's still a tremendous pleasure by Hashem from the fact that you hold yourself back. And he says, "Umikedusha zu," from this kedusha that you cause by breaking yourself, that Hashem reveals Himself, "Nimshachas kedusha al yoina," comes down kedusha from above, "Ala adam lemata," and the person down here, the Sayyeyu Siyuya Rav, to help him with a tremendous help, but ultimately and a powerful help, La Vaidasi Yizbarach, this will help you in the future Aveda. The Kedusha that you're bringing down by holding yourself back will help you in future Kedusha. So it's a tremendous, and he says, this is the pleasure that a Beinoni is causing. A Beinoni doesn't give in to evil. He's fighting, but he's breaking evil. Right? The fact that he breaks evil is a tremendous pleasure to Hashem, and sometimes it's a greater pleasure, Alter Rebbe said before, than even the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim who don't sin, that's what's called the sweet pleasure to Hashem. The Beinoni that wants to sin and he breaks evil, that's called the bitter enjoyment that Hashem has. And he said there's an advantage of a bitter spice over a sweet spice, because a bitter spice can revive you and a sweet spice can't.
Why is the tzaddik sweet and why is
the Beinoni
bitter?
Because the tzaddik transformed evil to kedusha. He's not fighting it.
Mm-hmm. So bitter as in there's still something there.
Bitter is that you're fighting it. Pesach Shomer Chazal, this is what Chazal tells us. Oh, the mekadesh atzmei ma'at lamato. If a person sanctifies himself a little bit down here, mekachin eisi harbe mamayla, they sanctify him a lot from above. There's a mashal later in the Gersh that Shuvah Dal Rebbe gives. It says, Bechlau, a little bit of good down here has a massive effect up there. And Dal Rebbe gives a mashal later on in the Gersh that Shuvah, in order to change the shade and the shadow of the sun on earth, a few feet, the sun had to move hundreds of miles in the sky. Like we said, it says in Sfarim, that if you needed a quarter for the meter, and you put your hand in your pocket, you took out a dime, and you had to go back into the pocket to take a quarter, that suffering removes a lot of suffering in the world to come. Why? Because a little bit down here has a tremendous impact. A person sanctifies himself a little bit down here, they sanctify him a lot from above. Levad, in addition, Mashemekayim mitzvah esa shoteira, he says, not only if you hold yourself back, we're talking about all kosher things, you get the mitzvah yiskadishtem. Okay, the meaning, Shemekadish atzme bun mutale, when a person sanctifies himself, even those things which are permissible for him, so then the Torah says, yiskadishtem. What does the Torah mean? It says like this, make yourself holy. And then the pasuk continues, then God will make you holy. He says, "Kshemekadish atzmei pirvis kadishtem, shetasu atzmechem kadeshim." Fake it. And this is what Rebbe is saying, a remarkable thing. The Hashem says, "Make vis kadishtem," means make yourself holy, right? That means you're not really holy. You're making yourself holy. So it says, "Vizkadishtem, af shebe'emes ein kodesh mufdem misitracha." Even though you're not really separated Kaddish means separated. Even though you're not holy, meaning you're not separated from evil. Because by a Beinoni, it's as powerful as it was when it was born, and even more so. But you conquer yourself, and you make yourself separated from holy, from evil. Through this, the Pasuk says, you'll really be holy. And Alter Rebbe said like this, what does it mean, making yourself holy? You know, in the world today, people don't like when people think, I'm holier than thou, as the expression goes. What is the definition of holiness? Holiness means, like we learned, Kedusha means separated. What are you separated from? From evil. The Torah says like this, V'izkadishtem, make yourself holy, meaning separate yourself from evil, even though you're not really separated from evil, because the Yetzer Hara is very, very powerful, because you're not a tzaddik. But through this, the Torah says, V'izkadishtem, when you separate yourself to make yourself holy, Hashem says, your end result, you will really become holy. You know, it's interesting, it's brought down in Svarim, this is medically true also, that if you convince yourself that you're sick, you will eventually get that sickness. You can, as a Yiddish expression, you can convince yourself that you're sick, just like you can convince yourself out of a sickness. In Torah, you have the same thing. You can fake it long enough until it becomes real. And this is what the Rebbe said, Vizkadishim, the Torah says, fake it, make yourself holy, separate yourself from evil by breaking evil, even though you're not really there. But the end result will be, he said, V'yisim Kadeshim, Seifili is Kadeshim Muvdu Be'emes, Me'asit Rachro. The end result is, you'll talk to be completely separated from evil. How? But you're a Beinoni, right? Because Hashem will sanctify you a lot from above. And Hashem helps you to drive it out of your heart, little by little. And this is if you think about it, this is a remarkable thing. The Alter Rebbe is saying, fake it, pretend that you're separating yourself from evil by holding yourself back from sinning, and the end result is you will really become holy. More than you're able to reach on your own, because Hashem is helping you. If a person sanctifies himself a little bit down here, he becomes sanctified a lot from above. Hashem separates him from evil. And therefore he says that what happens, Alter Rebbe says, this is how Perchov Zion began. Perchov Zion began about, this is the antidepressant chapters, remember? So Alter Rebbe says, what happens if the sadness is not from sins, but he says, you know, what the sadness and depression is, I keep getting these evil impulses. I keep getting these evil impulses. So the Alter Rebbe said, what are you depressed? Look what you could do. Hashem is doing this to you that you should break your evil, hold yourself back from sinning, even temporarily, and then you could reach such a lofty level that you couldn't reach otherwise.
Yeah, but you think, how can I even think such a thing? I really must be so low.
No, that's in the next parak. The Alter Rebbe said, don't be a shaita. And that's right, Alter Rebbe said, don't be retarded to think you're not what you're not.
I don't really think that's what the Alter Rebbe is saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think Shaita is really retarded. Sorry, Rabbi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A fool. Okay. A fool. That's what Shaita means. He says like this. In Perkov Ches, he says, Afilum Nathan Le Hirhuri Taivis. What happens if a person gets these thoughts of temptations? Bisham Machshav Zoris. Or any other foreign thoughts. Bisham Salveda Beteda Betila Bekavana. He's davening, he's learning, and he's getting all these foreign thoughts. Okay? He says like this, Al Yoshes Lev Alem, don't put your heart to them at all. Al Yesiach Daiti Mem Kereg, just get rid of it. Don't even deal with it. Just get rid of it. And he says, V'gam Al yeshayte lasik balos amida shal machshav zara. Don't be a fool to think that you can elevate your machshav zara. Because kiloy nemeru dvarim elu ela letzadikim, only a tzaddik can elevate somebody else's foreign thoughts. And he says, why? A tzaddik doesn't have any foreign thoughts. He has no yetzahara. He has no connection to evil thoughts, and therefore he can elevate the evil thoughts of somebody else. He said, but you're so low, you're all the way at the bottom of the barrel. How in the world can you think you can elevate it?
What does that mean, elevating the thoughts?
It says in Chassidus like this. You know what the problem of Adam HaRishon was? With the Chet Eitz Hadas? Says that Adam HaRishon thought he was a Rebbe, but he was only a Chassid. The Gemara says, there's a Gemara in Erevin that says, Adam HaRishon Chassid Gadol Haya. The Gemara says he was a big Chassid. His problem was that he thought he was a Rebbe. What does it mean? Hashem said to him, don't eat the tree. Don't eat from the tree. Okay? The tree at that time, therefore, was Shalosh Kibbutz HaTemeis. Right? Complete evil. That you can't elevate. A Rebbe could elevate Shalosh Kibbutz HaTemeis. A Rebbe is able to elevate the three complete levels of evil. Adam HaRishon thought, listen, God said it's evil, but I can elevate it. His problem was, he thought he was what he wasn't. He thought he was a Rebbe. He was only, the Gemara says, he was only a Chassid. He wasn't a Rebbe. So he couldn't elevate it.
Well, Rebbe could do that only because he doesn't have a Yetzer Hara. There must be more to it than that.
No. There's a Rasha, a Beini, a Tzaddik.
Yeah.
Then there's a Rebbe. Just because you're a Tzaddik doesn't make you a Rebbe.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you could be a Tzaddik of Tanya, mm-hmm. No Yetzer Hara, or even a higher level, you transform the Yetzer Hara to Yetzer Tov, mm-hmm. Right? That does not make you a Rebbe.
Okay.
A Rebbe is a completely different caliber. Even a regular tzaddik cannot elevate evil. Only we learned before about tshuva, who sinned and did such a level of tshuva that the Aveda became a mitzvah, but a regular tzaddik can't do that. A Rebbe is able to do that. But he says, therefore he says like this, when you get foreign thoughts during davening, he says, number one, just get rid of it. Secondly, the Alter Rebbe is going to explain why you shouldn't get depressed for thinking evil thoughts during davening or learning or something like that. And now that I'm going to explain it first outside, then we'll see it, and even how far we're going to get to the inside. The Alter Rebbe says like this, people are of the impression that if I'm getting foreign thoughts during davening, it shows I'm not davening well. If I'm not davening well, I'm not learning well, therefore I should get depressed. Okay? The Alter Rebbe says that would only be a true statement if you have one nefesh, and that one nefesh is doing two things, davening and evil. If you have one soul that does both, the fact that you're thinking evil shows that you're not davening well. Because if your soul would be concentrating in davening, how in the world can you get the foreign thought? Right? The Alter Rebbe says the reality is that's not the case. The case is we have two souls. One's godly, and one's evil. Nefesh HaLikis, Nefesh HaBamis. When two people fight, yeah? When two people fight, if one person is not using a lot of power, so why should you use a lot of energy if they're not using energy, right? If they're using more energy, then you need to use more energy, correct? That's the way it works in a fight. If the other person is not using a lot of energy, why should I waste my energy? I'm not going to waste my energy. If a person is using a lot of energy, then I need to use a lot of energy. Alter Rebbe says like this, the fact that the Nefesh HaBamis is so strong when you daven, I think we find, why is the Nefesh HaBamis stronger when you daven than it is during the day? The Nefesh HaBamis works overtime during the day, when you're davening. than learning. The rest of the time, the Nefesh HaBamas doesn't care. It doesn't even start up with you. It doesn't care. Right? Why? It's very simple. The Nefesh HaBamas says like this. When the Nefesh HaLakis is not working hard, so why should I go hard? When the Nefesh HaLakis is working hard, that's when the Yetzer Hara gets stronger. Similar to what the Gemara says, there was an argument in the Gemara, who is better? One who is commanded to do a mitzvah and they do it? Or one who is not commanded to do a mitzvah and they do it? Who's better? Volunteer or paid worker? Okay? So initially the Gemara thought that a person who's not obligated to do a mitzvah and does it is even greater. Because look, they're not even obligated to do it and they're doing it anyway. Then the Gemara says, Nimna v'gamru. They made a count and they came to the conclusion, no. Gadol ha-mitzvah v'eisa, mimi she'ein ha-mitzvah v'eisa. One who's commanded to do a mitzvah is and does it is greater than one who's not commanded to do the mitzvah and does it. Why? It's a very simple thing. If you're not commanded to do it, why should the Yetzer waste his time with you? If you're not commanded to do it, the Yetzer doesn't care if you don't do it, do it. You're not commanded to do it anyway. When you're commanded to do it, that's when the Yetzer starts up with you to stop you from doing it. That's when the Yetzer starts up with you to stop you from doing it. And therefore, the Gemara says, when you command, you know, it's very simple. We know kids, when they're younger, they want to fast and they want to do all the mitzvahs, yeah? They want to stay up and they want all the things that the adults do, the kids want to do. All of a sudden, become bar and bas mitzvah, forget it. They're not interested anymore. What happened? It's very simple. Now the Yetzer Hara is starting up with them. Before bar and bas mitzvah, they're not obligated to do it. The Yetzer Hara doesn't start up with them. Now they're obligated to do it, so the Yetzer Hara is going to force them not to do it, or try to get them not to do it. The Alter Rebbe says, if a person is not davening properly, the Yetzer Hara doesn't waste his time with you. He'd rather use it for somebody else. So therefore what happens? You don't get foreign thoughts. But when you're davening well, you're davening properly, that's when the Yetzer Hara starts up, to get you not to daven properly. So what's he going to do? He's going to start feeding you with foreign thoughts. So the Alter Rebbe said, if somebody gets foreign thoughts during davening, instead of getting depressed and upset that they're not davening, this itself is a proof that you are davening well. So what are you getting depressed about? Because if you wouldn't be davening well, you wouldn't get those thoughts. It's mamish the opposite of the perception of what the normal perception would be, that it seems I'm not davening well. The Alter Rebbe said just the opposite, you're davening very well. And he gives the Alter Rebbe is going to give a mashal that what happens if a guy's davening and a guy is trying to disturb your davening. Right? That doesn't mean you're not davening well. What does that have to do with you? What's the solution if a guy is bothering you? To ignore him. To ignore him and keep davening. I'm not saying he wants to kill you. I'm saying stop, you know, making fun of you. So what do? You daven even better. He said that's exactly the same thing with the Yetzer Hara in the middle of davening. It's an outsider, a foreigner, trying to disturb your davening. So what's the solution? Not to get depressed. On the contrary, it's a test from Hashem that you should daven even better.
Well, we say davening better, I mean...
More kavana.
Huh?
More kavana.
No, I understand what you're saying by davening better, but I'm saying, what if your davening is never really good anyway? So the Yetzer Hara is coming...
Who is to define what good is? Who is to define what good davening is?
I'm saying it myself.
And I'm not talking about you or anybody else. You said a statement about good davening versus bad davening. Who defines what a good davening is?
I guess a person has to know.
If a person is very busy, okay, and he tears himself away from the doing and daven. That act itself, isn't that great?
Yes, I'm stupid.
I'm serious.
Really?
The fact that they're busy, okay, and there are a million things to do, not busy saying I'm busy, you know. They're taka busy, and yet they break away time to go daven. And like winter time, somebody's in the business, and they leave the business to go daven with a minion. Right? You know,
that
act, mm-hmm. And by women it's not like that. It is like that. So the fact that they're just davening, period, is a great thing.
You could say that, but then you see people, there are people who just love davening, and they're just so into it every time, and they want to say everything. They want to start from the hodu and go all the way to the end. You know, they don't want to say the bare minimum. You know what I mean?
No. Does that make them better?
Makes them better daveners.
No. What happens if that person enjoys davening and another person who doesn't enjoy davening tears themselves away to daven? Who's better?
Yeah, but shouldn't the other person...
No, you're not. No, do me a favor. Answer my question.
Of course it's the person who makes themselves.
But you said this person is really into it.
Well,
and
maybe
then
that person after so many years should enjoy it already. You know?
Maybe there's a greatness when he doesn't enjoy it. Like the Tzemach said to the person, you know, you have a problem, you don't want to learn. I have a bigger the problem than you because I do want to learn.
Yeah, but it's such a big Indian Chassidus to daven. It's not like just, well, at least you're doing
what it. Is davening?
Opening up the sitter and saying the word.
No. Davening is tanning the hide of the Nefesh HaBamis in the body. Correct? Avodas HaTefillah is tanning the hide. Right? There's a coarse Yetzer Hara Nefesh HaBamis body. And the avoid of davening is to tan it, to refine it. Okay? Who says that the guy that enjoys the davening and shaking away and really into it, who says he's tanning his hide more than the person that breaks himself away from the business and hates davening and is going to go say the words? Who's to decide who's tanning the hide more? You don't know. Only Hashem could judge that. But you can't say a statement that the person is really into davening, you know, banging his head against the wall and shaking away, you know. You know, they tell a story, there's this guy that said, when I daven Shemoneh Esrei, I'm oblivious to the world, I don't feel a thing. That's what he said. So he was davening, and I said, somebody gave him a pinch. Ignored it. So he gave him a harder pinch. Ignored it. Finally, they gave him a pinch, you know. So the guy screams, ow! You know, so he said, but you said you don't feel anything during davening. He said, yeah, but the first three times I didn't feel it. Okay? You know what I mean?
Not that one.
No, I mean, it depends, you know, what the person's tanning to hide.
Like myself, I wake up really early and I get there about 20 minutes now. I gotta hurry up, I gotta get to work, I can't be late. Those might not see your Yetzirah telling you that, but you should just do the best you can within those 20 minutes. Is that the point?
A Jew is to do the best they can, period. Better than that is not expected.